Tonight. Yeah, let's press the button to agree that we're okay with it recording. Yeah. So welcome to tonight. And tonight we will have a period of practice that will have meditation, and that will have also a ritual part to it. And I think when we are opening up and allowing spaciousness and stillness to enter our hearts and minds and open up to stillness and spaciousness in our bodies, what can happen is things can arise and they can be filled with energy. And rituals can be a really sort of helpful way of directing energy or releasing energy or allowing for energy to find expression. And yeah, when we kind of looking at those dualities of stillness and movement, we're really talking about energy, energy arising, energy flowing. And sometimes it's helpful to create spaces for those energies and create opportunities for those energies to transform, to find a release. So I spoke with Bodhilila early on and I thought, I don't quite know yet, and it's very unlike myself, whether we will have this evening in two parts or three parts. And that might arise in the situation of this evening, and we don't know. It's a bit of a mystery, and it's a mystery to me, and it's a mystery to all of us, because it depends to what happens in this collective space as we practice. So we might be having either two parts or three parts. And what we will be looking at is we'll be moving from the realm of Amoghasiddhi, which we've been kind of dwelling in. And we've been talking today about integration. We've been talking about ethics being a way of allowing stillness and contentment to appear. So Amoghasiddhi is very much associated with integration, and we'll be opening to a realm of White Tara. So Amoghasiddhi will stay with us, and the first part we will we'll sit for a little while, then we'll I'll invoke Amoghasiddhi for us, and then we'll chant Amoghasiddhi's mantra, and then as the mantra dies, we'll just sit for a period of time until the bell goes, until the bell, and hopefully you'll hear the bell a bit better. I'll try to make sure that it's a bit louder. So that will be the first part. And then with the second part, we're going to enter and get introduced into the realm of White Tara. And we've got the tanka behind me is of a White Tara. So I'll speak about her a little bit more in the second part. And again, we will invoke White Tara, chant her mantra, and then sit with her. And I think sometimes we can think about rituals as, you know, often we might think, oh, ritual, sevenfold puja, threefold puja, or particular form. But we're having this evening as a ritual in the sense of we allowing to enter the sort of archetypal realm, a bit more mysterious, magical realm, maybe areas that are beyond the conceptual, beyond the sort of mundane here and now, maybe more into the realm of magic. And when we chanting, the mantra, it's an opportunity in this particular session to make offerings. So if you've got shrines at home, or if you've got a way of making offering, and offerings might be, even if you don't have a shrine, even if you don't have anything to offer, even bowing can be an offering. You know, a little dance, a little movement can be an offering. So you can be creative with this, and it's a way of releasing energy, of letting go into that realm, and just allowing those archetypal figures to speak to your heart and mind. So we'll start with invocation of Amoghasiddhi. We'll start first with a little bit of sitting, then I'll read the invocation of Amoghasiddhi, and then we'll have a quite a substantial period of chanting followed by sitting. And then at the end of that sit, I'll ring the bell 3 times. So I invite you to find a posture that will support you for next while. And even finding that kind of support of the earth with Amoghasiddhi. He's got that quality of fearlessness. So the way you set up your posture can be a way of using your body, your form, for that fearlessness to arise within you because you fully support it. Turning to the north at the midnight hour, I bow to the dark green light of the Buddha Amoghasiddhi, Master of the Universe. You appear from a mighty crystal Visvavajra, the basic pattern of reality. You sit on a pale green lotus, clad in scarlet robes. Your body is made of mysterious green light. In your left hand sits a golden Vishvavajra. Your right hand is raised, palm outwards, in a gesture of supreme courage. Master of the universe, your great love and fearless action transform the sufferings of the Titans and overcomes the poison of envy. You fear nothing, and so are free to act spontaneously for the benefit of all, accomplishing all good works. Your courage releases the energy caught in the oppositions of light and dark, self and other, life and death. You are as free as the air element, blowing through the forests and around the mountain heights of your northern realm. Master of the universe, help me face my own fear, to look into the darkness of my own mind and transform the demons within. O Amoghasiddhi, help me to be free of restriction, free of fear, free of duality, and release in me the energy of my untamed mind. Om Amoghasiddhi Ahum. 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 Om Amoghasiddhi Ahum.
Mogasiriya Hum. Om 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 Mogasiriya Hum. Mogasiriya Hom. Om 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 Mogasiriya
So just noticing what's happening for you right now at this moment. And I'm quite curious, when we're practicing stillness and contentment, whether in our awareness there is that quality of kindness and compassion. Sometimes when we get still, it might be quite forced or quite cold. And I think when we're practicing stillness and openness, that awareness always has a quality of kindness in it. So I think it's worth bearing that in mind on this retreat. Especially because we haven't necessarily cultivated loving kindness and compassion explicitly. So it's important to bring that into our practice. So we've been in the world or in the realm of Amoghasiddhi, and when we're practicing, we can use our imagination and we can just move from one realm to another realm. And this is an invitation to invite you into the realm of the white Tara. So people are probably more familiar with a green Tara, and we've already had a mantra of green Tara on this retreat. And white Tara is just another form to a Tara, another sort of quality gets embodied with white Tara. So white Tara and green Tara can have slightly different energies. And whereas the green Tara is stepping into the world, white Tara is very still. And white Tara is associated with health, with healing, with longevity. And it can be healing of the body and the mind. And white Tara is incredibly close to sentient beings. She's there. And one of her symbolisms, you probably can't see that on the tanka behind me. I hope to take a close-up later and put that on the website. But she's got these seven eyes, so she's got two eyes like we have, and then she's got a third eye on her forehead, and then she's got eyes on palm of her hands, and she's got eyes on her feet. So she's got these seven eyes, and she's got that compassionate vigilance to see all the suffering in the world. So she can see the suffering and she can be there and witness that suffering. And her stillness allows for wisdom to arise and allows for that bigger container. And that's where we're trying to That's what we're trying to open. We're trying to open ourselves as a bigger container with the practice of stillness, simplicity, and contentment. So with White Tara, she's got, with her left hand, she's got this protective mudra. And it's like a, yeah, it's like a mudra of blessings. So you've got a lotus coming out of that, three lotuses, Utpala flower that's got three buds on it. So she's got this hand of blessing, and her other hand is kind of in a mudra of generosity, of kind of wish-fulfilling gem. She's able to be generous and give. And it's coming out of that stillness. If I was speaking, a really close friend of mine is a White Tara practitioner. And we were speaking about White Tara, and she said, the most significant thing about White Tara is her stillness. So unlike White Tara, who's got one leg stepping into the world, White Tara is sitting in the meditation posture, just being totally still for that wisdom to be able to meet all the sentient beings. And wisdom is associated, or white color is associated with wisdom. And the color white has got in it the full spectrum of enlightened consciousness. So you've got the awareness and you've got the kindness, and it's all in that white color. And we will be chanting. So again, I will sort of invocate White Tara for us. We'll sit for a little bit. I'll invocate White Tara for us to kind of enter into our worlds. And then we will chant her mantra. And her mantra starts like lots of mantras for Tara. So it's Om Tare, Tu Tare, Ture. And then it goes Mama Aya Punyanyana Pushtim Kuru Swaha. I don't know whether we've managed to put that in the chat. We haven't managed. So you might just have to catch it. And don't worry if you're not saying it right, or just go with the flow. What do you actually, some of the words that are saying, Aya is health or longevity, Punya is like a merit or blessing, and Jnana is wisdom. So we're really invoking White Tara, and we're asking for her to bless us with health, flourishing, longevity, and with merit and with wisdom. And White Tara meets that. White Tara meets that with a stillness and shows that closeness, to the sentient beings, to all of us. And being white, there is this mandala of protection that she creates. So when we're sitting and creating stillness for ourselves, imagine that with White Tara blessings, there is like a wall of protection built around you. And that wall of protection, it's got like all these concentric circles, and they're of all the different colors from the rainbow. So you might have the white, yellow, red, blue, green, violet, and white Tara might even enter your heart. So when we chanting, feel free to make offerings again of any sort. I'd even invite Bodhi Leela to come to the shrine and make offerings when we chanting. And feel free to make offerings. Use the when we chanting the mantra, use that time to explore again movement and stillness, and finding out spaces, movement, sound. So it's an opportunity to do that when we practicing the mantra. And when the mantra dies, we will just sit again. So, let's prepare. And in your own time, you might find a posture again. Way of being, way of sitting, or you might even be lying down, you might be standing, whatever posture will serve you for our practice. Suddenly appearing from emptiness, a snow white, eight petaled white lotus, a moon disc clear and shining, and Tam vividly defined. Essence of Tara's wisdom, compassion, dazzling white and radiating moonbeams from the midst of which appears Tara. White as 100 full autumn moons, clear and translucent as a crystal gem, eyes long and dark, with fine long eyelashes. Seven beautiful smiling eyes of wisdom. Hair black as onyx, partly bound up, the rest falling over the shoulders. Her neck is round and delicate, her earlobes long. The line of her lips is pure and red. Her teeth, a fine textured garland. Tongue, fine and soft. Her breath, the sweet scent of lotuses. The right hand stretching out in kindness, fingers soft like lotus petals, left hand holding by her heart the stem of a blue Utpala blossom. On her head, wisdom's five jewels in a garland of golden lotuses. She is adorned with finest silks, precious jewels, and celestial blossoms. And surrounded by rainbows and moonbeams.
Om Tare Tutare ture Mamahaya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om Tare Tutare ture Mamahaya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mamahaya Punyanyana Pushtim Kuru Swaha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mamahaya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om Tare Tutare Ture Mamahaya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Tare ture Mamahaya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om Tare Tutare ture Mamahaya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om tare tu tare tu re. Mama aya punyanyana pushtim kuru swaha. Om Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu He Mamahaya Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Mamahaya Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare. the still point of the turning world. Neither flesh nor fleshless, neither from nor towards. At the still point, there the dance is, but neither arrest nor movement, and do not call it fixity, where past and future are gathered, neither movement from nor towards, neither ascent nor decline, except for the point, the still point. There would be no dance, and there is only the dance.
So we've entered this realm of stillness, and we have the protection of White Tara with her lights, the rainbow lights that form whiteness around us. So I wish you a restful night, peaceful night, nourishing night. Thank you for practicing together. We'll see each other tomorrow at 10:30. So go well.
Thank you, Benjamin. That was really lovely. Oh, that was really lovely. Thank you.